Eight middle school students surround a picnic table parked in this teaching garden. They're making a batch of biscuits. Green biscuits, thanks to pureed kale from the garden.
So we want it to come together in one big dough ball.
On top goes no-cooked jam from strawberries hand-smushed by the students.
How much sugar?
Two-thirds of a cup.
Rebecca Dominguez's family picks berries like these in the fields of Northwest Washington.
I go work with them sometimes. It's kind of hard because your back hurts.
She is, like the other 47 kids in this week-long camp, a child of migrant workers. Rebecca says she's already learned a few things here.
I learned how to make jelly.
Rebecca's livelihood comes from picking berries, but she has never made jam or jelly. These students grow up around the fields, forests, and fisheries of Washington. Nature is right there, and yet it can seem disconnected from the students' lives. The instructors at Islandwood, a preserve and learning center on Bainbridge Island, are presenting nature in a new light.
So we're going to do some planting. Who's planted before? Wow, most everybody. Do you have any?
Helen Malagon directs migrant and bilingual education for the state superintendent's office. She says most migrant students learn in fragments, moving with the seasons from one school to another. Just one in four eighth graders meet state standards in science, far lower than the overall population.
So our hope was to get them to understand that they already are involved in a lot of science, just by the mere fact of the work they or their families are doing.
So she and others hatched this program for 6th through 8th graders, hoping to intervene before high school starts and relate what happens in the fields to what happens in school. They also hoped to dignify the farm work by putting it into a new context.
Sometimes farm workers, they're doing it because they think they don't have the schooling to do something else. But it's probably one of the most dignified types of work that people do, and it's really the foundation for our country. They put the food on our tables. And so I think part of it is helping them understand what a major role their parents play.
At the camp, students count tree rings, track radio-collared owls, and study tide pools. They keep audio diaries of their week.
I feel dirty and tired, but I also feel surprised.
I learned that fungus help trees break down once they're dead. I also saw two deers this morning.
Today, I have seen lots of slugs. And I also kissed a banana slug.
In the afternoon, it's off to a classroom where students examine hunks of dirt under microscopes. Every teaspoon contains surprises.
Do you know what they are?
Dude, there's three. Hey, dude, say, look at this, look at this.
Kids who haven't said much all day begin to light up in the lab.
It's these, dude. Pseudoscorpions.
That's hella weird.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Martinez comes from Forks on the Olympic Peninsula.
Sometimes I think about stuff like what's out there and stuff like. It's weird. It's like every time you pick up dirt, you don't know what's in it.
That, of course, is the kind of curiosity the educators here are hoping to ignite. To show these kids that nature can be not just a livelihood, but a classroom. And maybe an invitation to dig deeper. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.